Hey, everybody, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, sometimes my mind wanders, and I have really stupid, crazy thoughts. I have a condition. I'm just going to come clean with it right now. It's called IRDC.
IRDC.
Now, my IRDC is in check most of the time, but sometimes there's meetings.
Yeah.
That could have just been an email.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm in these meetings that, I don't know, just really don't involve me directly, my IRDC gets really, really bad. And in case you want to, IRDC stands for I really don't care.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of us have some IRDC every now and then.
Yeah, bro, yours gets out of hand sometimes around here.
And, man, I get my mind starts going other places, and I get to thinking of stuff, and I'll share them with you.
Please do.
Think about this, Tony. If 99% of the world hates you, then there's still 75,270,000 people who still like you.
Wow. That's the truth.
That's not so bad now, is it?
No. What else?
This new year, this will be the new year that all the dads can say, see you next decade.
And every dad will.
They're going to.
See you next decade.
And this one, too. Screw salmonella.
Why?
Because cookie dough's worth it.
That's true. This is a great thought.
Cheese is the bacon of non-meat. Agree or disagree?
Amen, brother. Profound.
Now, this one here is a little deep.
All right, let's have you.
Now listen to this, because this one's...
All right, I'm down there. I'm deep.
Rick Astley states that he will never give you up or let you down.
Yeah, he did.
But if you want him to give you up, he won't. Basically letting you down. Although, he says he'd never do that.
Wow. Boom. Man, the hamster just run off the wheel in my head.
And I still have no idea what that meeting was about.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. That IRDC, man, I've got a bad case of that every day.
Do you suffer from IRDC as well?
Yeah, IRDCASS.
What's that one?
I really don't care about stupid
stuff. Oh, stuff. Yeah. Stupid stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that affliction as well, Foster.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start a support group for the IRDCers.
If you had a problem with sticking your finger in your mouth in somebody else's ear, we'd be like just alike.
A guy in New Orleans pulled a sword on another guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Tony, I'm going to put you as the guy who got assaulted. Imagine, if you will, Tony, you're in New Orleans.
Okay.
You've got a tinkle. But it's late, and it seemed to be a thing open, so you go down a little alley. You're like, it's a pretty dark little alley. I can probably just go down here.
Nobody will see me. I'll sneak down here.
Do a little tinkle.
Wee-wee.
So you're down there. You're tinkling. You're in the alley. It's dark. A guy shows up and draws a sword on you.
Oh,
what in the world? That happened to somebody, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It happened. He's a 42-year-old dude. He had a sword. Walking through New Orleans and caught a guy peeing on a building and decided he'd pull a sword on him.
Well, you got to be careful just whipping your sword out walking down the streets of New Orleans. You can't just walk. You just can't do that because this man could have been hurt. Whooping your sword.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, put that thing back
up. Put that thing away.
The sword. People judge you by your Christmas decorations, and that's not right. People are so judgy anymore. Just anything at all, they're just going to, you see so-and-so?
Well, look at them.
Well, around Christmas time, the number one thing people judge you on is your Christmas decorations. Because, you know, they're so great at it.
I don't know. I think that's why I don't put any up, so that I can judge. You know,
well, I didn't put any up, but yours looks terrible.
Right. You know, that way I can, you know, sit in the back seat and point my finger.
Right, yeah.
I think everything looks pretty around here. I got to say hats off to the, you know, everybody who's hung
decorations. Oh, yeah.
I've been pretty impressed.
There's been some good ones.
But now the one columners,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
You got a porch and you've put lights on one column.
Yeah.
I say, take them lights down.
Yeah, that's not right. You shouldn't do that.
You don't love Jesus if you did one call.
Well, I don't think that's how that works.
I'm supposed to be the one judging here, though.
Donna, she's got these candles in all of our windows. They're electronic, and they got the little flicker bulbs on them.
Those are cool. Yes.
And they're in every window. But here's the deal. I don't think she's fooling anybody. I think everybody knows those aren't real candles. It burnt the whole house down by now. Morgan Freeman has some holiday tips, and we didn't think this one was necessarily appropriate to play on the radio. So it's a little bit too PG-13. So here's not really Morgan Freeman with a holiday tip.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, here with a holiday tip. Shopping for gifts can be frustrating, especially when the person you're looking for can be a real jackass. This year, get them something more fitting, like a pile of cat a used prophylactic, or my favorite, a firm, well-placed kick in the crotch berries. Not only will you be giving them what they deserve, but my gut tells me you'll never have to shop for them again. Happy holidays.
Officer Smith Wesson was here cracking down.
Hello, this is Captain Colonel Lieutenant Master Gunnery Sergeant Special Forces Secret Forces and Plain Forcey Force Forces Force Leader Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on emergency brake parking lot car sledding.
I didn't think it was a big deal. We got a little snow, so I yanked up my emergency brake to do a couple of donuts, and then I took out the propane tanks in front of the store. Boom! That's all I heard after that.
Parking lot rollover crashes increase every year during winter. Do you know what never increases? Common sense!
I'll never yank my emergency brake on snow again. Well, that in because I'm looking at 20 years for a past warrant I had in Florida. I hope to make trustee then out in 10, but then I still face charges in Minnesota. Everything fun is illegal in Minnesota.
This man could be a free man, but a bad decision and an emergency brake destroyed his future.
Actually, an assault and battery charge in Arkansas was what messed up my future. But they did fix my abscess tooth for me. One thing I can brag about is the dental system in Arkansas prison.
Thank you, sir, for sharing. This man...
Indiana is another state that'll fix your tooth. A lot better Wi-Fi in your cell, too.
Sir, thanks, but that's nice.
Tennessee, that's your best jails. Inmates are orange. College football's orange. Just a big old happy family.
Correctional facilities aren't supposed to be like a family reunion. When I say thank you, it means shut up!
North Carolina, that...
Shut up!
Virginia...
Shut up!
Nevada...
Shut up!
Utah, now...
Shut! The most you've ever shutted! Then, shut up some more!
Brought to you by...
You shut up!
I have to read this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Brought to you by... Shut up! Stop having urges to up-pull.
Here's Tony's word of the day.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Prostitution. Prostitution is someone in a parking lot offering free kisses to somebody if they'll scrape their windshield. Prostitution.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Sing with me.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
If you ever notice two connected faces, that's what happens if you kiss with braces.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a guy in San Diego. His name is Brad Keeler. Mm-hmm. And he owns a donut shop called Nomad Donuts. Last month on Yelp, somebody gave him a 1-star review because there was a homeless guy who likes to hang around outside. His name is Ray Taylor. He's 58. Brad's been letting him loiter for about a year because he's nice. He doesn't bother anybody.
Needs a place to lay.
People do sometimes give him donuts, but he never asks for food or money.
Poor dude.
Anyway, the Yelp person complained that it was annoying to see him there all the time. And Brad, I think, posted just a great response. He says, I know I probably lose some business, probably yours too, because of my choice not to chase him away. But I won't. He's not looking for handouts, and he tries not to bother anyone. If you stop and talk with him, maybe you'll come to like him too. Story has gone viral over the past 2 weeks, and Brad's seen a huge boost in sales because of it. A lot of people have stopped to thank him for being so nice. It's just about being nice, and the person who posted the one-star review ended up taking it down. Meanwhile, Brad also started a GoFundMe campaign to try to get some cash for Ray, and people have now donated about $5,000. Ray's excited about the money, but he told a reporter that just having someone stick up for him meant a lot. Because it's been a long time since anyone has. Man, it's
fella'd
a great
rather
story.
Have a less in his wallet and do the right
man.
Thing. What a man.
I know I'd be heading to Nomad Donuts today. Brad Keeler,
you are real good.
Okay, that wraps up the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.